The World's Population in 2050. The world's population prospects as of 2050 will be determined mainly by the evolution of TFR in the poor countries. If the fertility rates remain constant, not declining from today's high rates, the global population will soar to nearly unimaginable levels and will almost surely trigger Malthus's positive checks: war, disease, famine. If the fertility rates come down according to the medium forecasts or low variant, then the global population can actually stabilize within a half century or so. The UN Population Division puts forward four variants of future TFR in population. The medium forecast is deemed to be the most likely, and it is flanked by a low fertility variant and high fertility variant, as well as a fourth variant that assumes an unchanged TFR in the future. The low variant assumes a TFR roughly one-half child lower than in the medium forecast, and the high variant assumes a TFR roughly one-half child higher. In all of these variants, except the fourth, the TFR of the poor countries is assumed to decline gradually over time from high levels today toward the replacement rate by mid-century. The global population trends associated with these alternative TFR assumptions are as follows. In the medium, most likely forecast, the world's population is carried to 9.1 billion by 2050, which is pretty much the peak of the world's population. When this forecast is extended beyond 2050, the global population rises a tiny bit more and then declines gently to 9.1 billion, after which it stabilizes according to the long-term TFR assumptions used in the scenario. In the high fertility variant, in which the TFR is just one-half child higher, the slight difference in fertility rates is enough to carry the world's population to 10.6 billion instead of 9.1 billion. In the low fertility variant, in which the TFR of the developing world comes down more quickly to the replacement rate, the world's population reaches only 7.8 billion. If the TFR remains unchanged between now and 2050, the population will rise to a startling 11.7 billion. Crucially, in the medium variant, the population stabilizes by around 2070 at 9.2 billion. In the low variant, the population stabilizes by around 2035 at roughly 7.8 billion. The stunning fact is that all of the world's population increase will come in today's developing countries, though many of these countries will become developed countries based on successful economic development. Today's high-income countries will have little overall change in population, remaining at about 1.2 billion. The developing world will experience a rise from 5.2 billion to 7.8 billion in the medium forecast, equal to the world's projected rise in population. And of that 2.6 billion rise, a stunning 1 billion will be in Africa and 1.3 billion in Asia. Not only will the world's population increase, but the shift in composition will reshape the world as well. From today's share of the global population of around 12%, Africa's share will rise to a remarkable 20% by mid-century and to around 24% by 2070 on the medium forecast. India will overtake China as the world's most populous nation. These projections need some digesting. Not only will the world's population continue to soar by another 2.6 billion or more in the medium and high forecasts of fertility, but it will soar in precisely those parts of the world that are struggling the most today with extreme poverty, disease, famine, and violence. Both cause and effect are at play. Poverty contributes to high fertility rates, while high fertility rates prolong poverty. The poorest countries in the world are stuck in a demographic trap as much as a poverty trap. Fortunately, there are solutions, good ones, for achieving a rapid and voluntary reduction of the fertility rate in these countries if we pay attention and coordinate our global efforts.